Mom?
Okay, what are you doing here? I'm fine.
While you were sly to exile him to the nearest island, did you not think I'd come to know he was in Manhattan?
You stay away from my son.
I was hoping to use dear Patrick as incentive to change your mind about attending Daniel's wedding.
I can't imagine why you would care. Oh, wait, let me guess. Emily put you up to it.
Well, she and I both agreed that your absence shouldn't become today's focus, so I'm going to quash my understandable resistance to embrace one son of yours if you're willing to muster the love to support the other.
If you think I'm going to be blackmailed by your collusion with
that... You're right, Mom. You worked so hard to repair our relationship. I wanted to do the same for Daniel. And that's why I came when Conrad reached out.
When Conrad reaches out, beware of what's in his hand.
I approached with open palm, Victoria, hoping to leave our grievances in the past.
If anything should happen to Patrick, understand this, Conrad. They will be wiping what's left of you up with a sponge.
I'll have a tuxedo sent. Assuming we have a deal that you will attend all wedding-related festivities.
Say yes, Mom. For the family. Your family.
Okay, let's go over this one last time. Before you board the Grayson yacht, I'm going to sneak on side and preset the gun we bought in Victoria's name. Then I will hide out and wait until exactly 9:10, when you should be approaching the buoy. At which point, you will premiere the Grayson family slideshow, which I nauseatingly prepared.
When everyone's watching, I'll make sure Victoria leaves.
Then I'll make sure she's trapped. And await the sound of gunshots.
And I'll only fire once I've poured my blood on deck as evidence that she shot me.